Hi there. Welcome to Breastfeeding Matters podcast, where we talk all things breastfeeding from personal stories to education and the latest research evidence. I'm Angelica Mullen, your podcast host, lactation counselor, and mom. And I'm here to tell you that breastfeeding matters. So let's talk about it. Hi there, guys. Welcome to another episode with Breastfeeding Matters. Thank you for joining me for the second episode. In this one, I thought that I would talk a bit more about tongue tie, since that was such a big topic in my first episode where I shared my personal story. So here I kind of want to give you guys, you know, a broad scope of everything tongue tie and breastfeeding related, kind of some of my advice and some of my guidance after everything that I went through and just some of the knowledge that I've gained, you know, being a lactation counselor and now in my IBCLC program. So what I kind of want to do is start off with helping you get diagnosed. So first of all, who diagnoses? So IBCLCs don't diagnose, they just assess tongue function, and they assess whether or not the tongue function can affect breastfeeding. So whether or not that tongue tie is truly affecting breastfeeding. To get a diagnosis, you need to go through a medical provider. So that's either a pediatrician, a pediatric dentist, or someone with an MD or DDS degree. So if you're wondering whether or not your baby has a tongue tie and you really want to get that process moving, then my first suggestion is just to seek out an IBCLC. So an IBCLC can take a look at the tongue, see how it moves, see how the range of motion is, and see how it's being affected with breastfeeding. They can do a weighted feed to see how much milk is being transferred when your baby breastfeeds. And they could just do a very thorough assessment, take a look if milk supply is affected, all of that. So what are some signs that your baby could possibly have a tongue tie? So some good signs are your baby is gagging a lot with milk. So they may be gagging a lot. They maybe have colicky symptoms. They spit up a lot. All those are signs that possibly the tongue is not working correctly because it could be bringing in air. If they're bottle fed, you can still see the effects on the bottle. So they still struggle with the bottle because that tongue isn't able to fully cup the bottle, just like it's not able to fully cup the breast. So when we see that tongue is not able to fully move in the correct motion and fully make that bolus of milk and swallow it, that's kind of when we start seeing those spit up signals, when we start seeing issues with milk transfer. Other very common signs of tongue ties are also just low milk supply because the baby is not transferring enough milk and they're not able to fully remove that milk. So then the mom supply starts to really dwindle. And if you heard my first episode, that's exactly what I went through. Another common thing is clicking while they're breastfeeding. So the reason that clicking happens, it's because that tongue is basically not long enough and it doesn't have the strength or the mobility to be able to fully cup the breast continuously. So the clicking is when the tongue basically gets unlatched momentarily from the breast and kind of slaps the breast, if you want to think about it that way. So that's a very common sign. There should be no clicking or, you know, random little noises when the baby's breastfeeding. Another common sign is just nipple pain. So many moms experience nipple pain because the baby doesn't have a proper latch with poor tongue function. So, you know, a poor latch is very, very common with tongue ties. So to start off with, you want to be seen by an IBCLC. After they've taken a good look and, you know, you really want to make sure that you're going with an experienced IBCLC who has experience with tongue ties. And, you know, let me just say that that's not very common. Many don't have a lot of experience with tongue ties. So, you know, you want to make sure that you seek the best care for your baby because it's very common with tongue ties that, you know, a proper diagnosis and a proper assessment is missed. Many parents deal with, you know, being told that their baby doesn't have a tongue tie when they actually do. So they need to be very knowledgeable in the fact that, you know, there's not only anterior tongue ties, which are very visible towards the front of the tongue, but there are also posterior tongue ties, which aren't even visible. You have to really feel for them. So you want to make sure that you're seeking out people who are really knowledgeable in this. So after you see your IBCLC, if, you know, they're a good IBCLC, the goal is for them to kind of guide you in the next couple of steps. So the next step after the IBCLC would be to go to a provider to kind of fully get that diagnosis. And, you know, some may send you already to kind of get the revision along with the diagnosis. And, you know, that's really kind of a decision that you have to make as a parent. So that's kind of the next topic that I want to delve into. Do you do the surgery or do you not? So with tongue ties, they don't always immediately affect breastfeeding. So typically in the first couple of weeks postpartum, your milk supply will be a bit more robust. You know, it won't always depend on supply and demand, and it's just stronger because, you know, your body is kind of just getting off of those effects. You have a lot of hormones moving around your body, and it's not fully dependent on your baby's ability. Okay, so even if your baby has 50% ability in their tongue and they're able to still get some milk out, like, they'll be gaining weight, you know, and they'll be doing okay, and your milk supply may be okay. But then typically with these parents, we see issues a bit later on. Typically around 12 weeks or so, we start seeing issues where the milk supply is dwindling, the baby isn't gaining weight all of a sudden. So that's kind of why it's important to really take a close look. So once you get to the point where you've been seen by an IBCLC and they're most likely thinking that your baby has a tongue tie, you know, kind of where do you go next? You know, you have to make a decision now. Do you do the surgery or do you not? And it's definitely up to the parent. That is definitely what I would advise my clients, you know, take a good look and analyze if this is something that you want to do. We definitely don't want to put your baby, you know, through something that you don't agree with. So, you know, there's a lot of long-term effects of tongue ties, believe it or not. And, you know, these are all really risks. It's never a guarantee that your baby's going to end up with one of these things, but it's, you know, it's a decent risk. Still something that needs a lot of research that we don't have a lot of data on, you know, because tongue ties, they weren't as diagnosed many years ago. And that's not because they're becoming more popular. It's just because we're breastfeeding more nowadays, you know, and we're paying more attention to breastfeeding problems. And that's typically where we first start seeing tongue ties with breastfeeding problems. But as far as, you know, some of the long-term effects of tongue ties, they could really start seeing, you know, obviously we have all the issues with breastfeeding, but after that, we could have issues with swallowing, with starting solids, because, you know, the tongue function is so important for our eating process and for self-feeding and for all of that. We could see sleep issues and mouth breathing, you know, very, very bad things. Respiratory issues, you know, they're more prone to ear infections because of those respiratory issues. We see issues with jaw and tooth development because the tongue isn't forming the palate correctly. So that's the hard palate and the soft palate at the roof of your mouth. So when the palate doesn't form correctly because of the tongue, and the tongue is resting on the palate, so it should have the same shape, you know, it should have kind of that round general shape of the tongue. It shouldn't be, you know, bubble, like a bubble, or like you can put your thumb up there, it should be rounded. And then we can also just see issues with speech. So, you know, the tongue has a lot of functionality. So, you know, it's just something that you kind of have to analyze as a parent. If it's something that you're kind of willing to risk, or if you don't, you know, if you don't want to think long term, if you don't want to do it right now, et cetera, et cetera. You know, for me, I was really kind of, you know, not excited about some of these long term issues that I looked into. And, you know, I wanted to kind of get it done when she was a little baby, where it wouldn't be as traumatic as when she was older and all of that. And, you know, breastfeeding is really important. So if you're just looking at the short term, if you're just looking at the now, fixing a tongue tie is really essential for breastfeeding. Okay, because it's, you know, the main apparatus in breastfeeding is the tongue. It's what's moving the breast. It's what's cupping the breast. It's what's, you know, really doing that sucking movement. And it's really hard to do that with a tongue that doesn't move properly, that doesn't have the elongation that it needs to have, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, that was my reason, breastfeeding, apart from all the long-term effects. So when you've decided that you want to follow through and you want to do the surgery, then the next step really is finding a provider that will do the revision. So there are many, you know, many options. For me, what I've seen and what I've heard from experienced IBCLCs is that pediatric dentists typically do a very good job, and laser tends to be a little bit better than the other modalities. So with laser, that there tends to be a bit less bleeding, and you know, healing is quicker and all of that. So, you know, really work with your IBCLC, who has, again, a lot of experience with tongue ties, and make sure that she gives you, you know, a recommendation for a good provider. And, you know, someone who she's seen work on tongue ties and have good success. The issues with tongue ties is that they reattach pretty easily. So you definitely want someone who is going to do a full revision where all the tongue frenulum, so that's the thick issue that we're kind of dealing with underneath the tongue, that tissue that is going to prevent the tongue from elongating and doing all its movements. We want to really make sure that that is cut up until the point that it needs to be cut. It's very common for providers not to do a full revision, kind of only do that anterior tongue tie and not do the posterior, and that doesn't really fix the issues that we're dealing with. So once you find a good provider, you know, that's great. So that's like half the battle right there. So, you know, once you found a good provider, just make sure that while you're in this journey of fixing the tongue tie, that, you know, and again, this is what your IBCLC will be for, but that you have a good plan. So make sure that if you're going to be doing triple feeding, then you're doing that, or make sure that if you're going to be exclusively pumping, then do that and make sure that you're pumping at least 8 times in 24 hours. You always want to make sure that even when you're doing exclusively pumping, that you aim to put your baby at the breast at least daily, at least once a day. And that's just because we don't want the baby losing that memory for after the tie revision, apart from the fact that it helps them practice their tongue movements. So that's one thing to do before the revision. Another thing to do before the revision is some body work. So typically what I see that is recommended is about 2 weeks of body work before the revision. So what body work is it's basically different kinds of healthcare providers. We can all call them body workers. And they basically work on the body. They do different ages, but you want to make sure that you're looking at one that has experience with infants. And some of the most common ones are chiropractors that deal with infants. Cranial sacral therapy seems to be recommended well. Pediatric physical therapists that specialize in tongue ties, OT, all of that. So basically, these people are going to help your baby work on easing tension, helping with tongue function, helping with exercises of the tongue, movement in the body. So when the tongue doesn't develop correctly, it leads to issues in tension and just musculoskeletal issues that need to really be worked on before we can kind of give the tongue a fair chance. So once you kind of do those 2 weeks of body work, then your baby's tongue is kind of ready for that revision. So that makes sure that that tongue is kind of strong enough to go through the revision and, you know, come out and be able to do the exercises and all that. It kind of just gives us a really good baseline. So then, you know, you go and do your revision, and, you know, it's fairly quick. I know that it's scary, like putting your baby through something like that, but it's really quick, the, you know, depending on where you got it. For us, we did the laser revision, and it was, I mean, it must have been like 20, 30 seconds. Not even kidding. And I thought like something had gone wrong and they couldn't do it, honestly, because they came back so quickly. And, you know, right after, of course, your baby's going to be a bit sore and everything, but it wasn't as bad as I expected. You know, I was a bit scared, but it was pretty simple. You know, just make sure that you breastfeed right after to really, you know, do to soothe your baby and to help them kind of work through what they just went through. So after that revision, you want to see an IBCLC very soon. I would say within, you know, the first 3 days, if you can help it, worst case, like a week in, but the sooner the better. What they'll be looking at is, you know, whether or not that tie has possibly reattached, which is pretty common. But, you know, some of the things that I've talked about are kind of to help it prevent any reattachment. They're also going to take a look at, you know, how's breastfeeding going now that we've done this tie revision. And now just because you've done a tongue tie revision does not mean that every breastfeeding problem that you have is suddenly resolved. Okay. So this takes a lot of patience. So just because we fixed the tongue anatomy does not automatically mean tongue function is 100%, okay? Like we said, tongue function begins to be formed in utero. So it takes a long time for that tongue to, you know, figure out, okay, my tongue now moves differently. So I have to figure out how to use it. And, you know, it's just practice for the baby. He's never had this kind of tongue before. So he kind of has to get used to its new movements, et cetera, and et cetera. So you want to really be working with that IBCLC to take a look. Now, hopefully, and this is kind of what you want to look out for when you're picking a provider, you were told to do tongue stretches or tongue exercises. So these are really essential. And I'll link down in the description box a link to kind of general exercises. And honestly, these were the ones that my daughter was given, and I really tend to like them. There are some that are kind of, you know, kind of overkill, and they seem to be really difficult. At least I remember that's how I experienced it as a first-time mom. But these that I was given were really, you know, to the point. They were simple, and they took a few, you know, like a minute or two every couple of hours. And the goal is for you to do about, you want to do about 5 stretches every day for about 3 weeks. And then I believe in the last week, you kind of taper off a little bit. So these exercises, super important, along with, you know, continued breastfeeding. And that's just basically giving the baby an opportunity. So, you know, an opportunity to improve tongue function, range of motion, all of that. And then some of the tongue exercises, they're also really working hard to prevent reattachment of that tissue. Reattachment of that tissue tends to be fairly common, just because when you have an open wound, which is what that is, the wound naturally wants to heal. You know, obviously, right? That's what our bodies are meant to do. However, if it heals, then it's going to just come back to what it was, you know, create another tongue tie. So that's definitely not what we want to see. So that's why you want to make sure that the tongue tie is fully revised and that you're doing these stretches to prevent that reattachment. And reattachment can occur up to like 21 days. That's why you want to make sure that you keep it up for at least those 3 weeks. So then you're done with the revision, you're doing your exercises. You want to schedule at least one body work appointment right after the revision. So that'll kind of help work out any further, you know, tension in the body of the baby, really, you know, just work on all of that. And, you know, if your baby is not, is younger than crawling stage, then you want to make sure that you're really prioritizing tummy time as well. And, you know, if you want to look up YouTube videos, there's many YouTube videos as far as some exercises that you can do with tummy time to kind of help the baby with range of motion and all of that, you know, moving the neck, all of that helps the tongue. So, you know, the tongue tends to move when we move the neck. So helping the baby look side to side, look up, all those things are really important to kind of help the baby get used to this new tongue. And, you know, hopefully you kind of get to the point where after doing all of this, you have a baby that is breastfeeding well, transferring milk well, gaining weight, and, you know, you've kind of gotten to your goal of breastfeeding. And, you know, this whole thing, it sounds simple in a podcast, but it takes a lot of effort, patience, you know, confidence. It just takes a lot of energy out of parents. And, you know, I'm entirely empathetic to the situation. But, you know, like I was saying earlier, after you fix a tongue tie, it's not always, you know, it's not always immediate. It's more of a process that's slow. You know, if you are pumping, you have to wean off of pumping, but you have to do it in a slow manner where, you know, we kind of want to make sure that we're the baby's at a point where we can really trust that they know how to transfer well and they know how to use their tongue well. So, you know, that takes a bit of time. And, you know, it takes a bit of time for you as a parent and as a mother to gain that confidence that you need after, you know, going through all of these things with the tongue tie. So, you know, I hope that kind of listening to this episode gives you some guidance. Something else that I wanted to discuss is bottle feeding. So many parents who maybe don't want to do the tongue tie revision surgery or I don't know, maybe just don't want to, you know, go through this whole tunnel of things that you have to do. They may think that, you know, if we just do the bottle and, you know, exclusively pump or whatever, then everything's fine. You know, we don't see the tongue tie. We don't hear it. It's not there. But, you know, bottle feeding doesn't really fix ties. I've seen so many babies, you know, mainly just like online, have issues with bottle feeding while they have a tongue tie. You know, they're still having issues with the range of motion of the tongue. They still can't fully hold that bottle in their mouth. They may have trouble with spit up, you know, reflux symptoms, all of that. So just because you're bottle feeding doesn't mean that the tongue tie suddenly doesn't exist. So that's definitely something to think about, you know, and those long-term effects still remain there. Two more points that I really wanted to touch on as far as what to do before a tongue tie revision is, number one, to really work on desensitizing any gag reflex issues that your baby has. So babies with tongue ties, they tend to have a really strong gag reflex. So if you're kind of, you know, dealing with that, and even if you've only noticed it mildly, something that I like to recommend is using teethers that kind of have different shapes. So, you know, it's something definitely to ask your pediatrician, see how they feel about it. But one that's typically recommended is called, let me see, it's called Fluxy. So the Fluxy, it's an oral motor tool, and it really helps babies with that bad gag reflex really improve that over time. So that's something that, I mean, you can start as soon as like 3 or 4 months. But if, you know, if the baby's younger, then I wouldn't really introduce it. Just make sure that you're introducing it at an appropriate age where you would normally introduce a teether. Something else that is really important to do before the tongue tie revision and kind of that 2-week period where you're doing that body work is doing sucking exercises. So if you click the link down in the description box that I was talking about earlier, you're going to see a really good page where it kind of walks through some tongue exercises and tongue stretches and even lip tie stretches to do after the revision. But towards the bottom of the document, you also have sucking exercises, and it goes through lateralization exercises where you're kind of rubbing your finger along the gum line of the baby, having them lateralize their tongue. It talks about playing tug of war with the baby, and then just doing a cheek massage. So all of these sucking exercises are really, really good to do prior to the revision, because it's going to get the baby's tongue in, you know, an improved mobility. So that's really what we want to start working with. We want that tongue to start moving in the right position and moving the right way even before the revision. So doing these things prior to the revision are really going to set you up nicely for after the surgery. So the more that you can do before, the better the surgery will go. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Breastfeeding Matters. I'm your host, Angelica Mullen. Please reach out if you have any questions or any comments. I'd love to hear from you. I'm on Instagram at Breastfeeding Matters and also at Mother's Joy Lactation. Thank you so much, and I hope that you tune in to another episode soon.